There we go. Recording the stream as well now. What dreams did I have, Christina? Remind me.
Hacker, classroom, libertarian, prison.
I don't think there's a prison part.
Cops, I mean.
Cops? Cops, right. That was a weird one. It was something like, I was in a classroom, and it was, our teacher said something about, like, oh, it's gonna be, you know, they're gonna get libertarians in the mix as well, just in reference to all the hate speech stuff, and, you know, people getting in trouble for this and that and the other thing. And, then some, like, government officials, some officers came in the room, and they started putting one of the students under arrest. Oh yeah, and when the teacher said libertarians, he also like mentioned a few names that would qualify, and the girl was one of those people that he mentioned, it turned out, and so she was getting like arrested, and some people started recording, so I was like, oh, I should start recording as well, like Victor and Christina are gonna want to see this. That's something in my dreams a lot, like I'm like, oh, Victor and Christina are gonna want to know about this one. But
remote consciousness, that's what it is.
Yeah, so, and so I started filming, and I was, like, under a desk or something like that, and the officer was like, hey, you can't be filming this. And next thing I remember is, like, walking out of the classroom, maybe I was getting kicked out, or I guess I was just leaving, and I was going out with a few other students as well, and I had, like, tears on my face as well, although I didn't remember crying. And, I remember just saying, like, oh, yeah, I'm gonna die young like this. It's just too easy. And just, like, walking out into the hallway. And the hallway part segment was, like, implied that I had just come out of where my computer graphics room is. Because it was laid out like my high school. So that was one of them. Do you have any ideas about that one?
It's probably something to do with what we were talking about yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about libertarian shit yesterday.
So that was one of them.
Your computer getting hacked?
Yeah, right. My computer. Well, a few accounts got hacked, like online, which I guess they were posting some shit or something, and one of my accounts like said something to this girl, this like student at my school, who's so it had the face of this girl I hung out with a couple times in elementary school, and some teacher was like, hey, did you say something to her? I was like, no, and he just like knew that I got hacked. But like also my computer itself got hacked and like files got corrupted, and I was able to restore the computer eventually to how it was before, but it was like some urgent like system files had been fucked with so that it wasn't functioning properly, and part of that was not, there wasn't a button to share screens on Discord to you two. Like I was in call with you two and it wouldn't pop up. Something weird about a lot of my dreams is like thinking about telling you guys something or talking to you guys. Like I had a dream the other day about like running away from atomic bombs, and I'm like, whoa, wait till Victor and Christina hear about this one. Like weirdo, like a fucking weirdo.
Yeah, we're always there with you.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also the time changing one.
Oh yeah, like I was trying to find my class. The first part of it, I was trying to find my class. I was going to my geometry class, which was fourth period for some reason. Even though it's seventh period now, it was fourth period. I had math in eighth grade. And I was looking for that, and I went throughout the hallways in, like, the upstairs, and I kept, like, circling back the wrong way, so I always missed where the class was. And I was running out of time. We had a seven-minute passing period. I was running out of time, so I was getting kind of stressed out. And then I guess the other part of that was just like being outside with my friends. The only person I knew was there was Shelby, and the time kept changing. Like, I was checking my watch and it was like 3:30, then it was like 6 p.m. and 5 p.m. and like 2:30, And then I eventually just resolved to leave the school because I'm like, it's probably over anyways. So, yeah. And I just randomly remember the color of purple being associated with that dream, but I can't actually attach where it was. Like green, like some like magenta sky, but I don't know.
And the classes are also like randomly organized.
Oh yeah, it wasn't, the only one was like, there's only one classroom with a teacher's name that I recognized, but it wasn't even the teacher. It was like the teacher's wife's classroom. Weird stuff. What's up, Nikki Nice and Cranko? I don't know. Where should I build? I gotta find a good place for my house.
Hopefully the dream guy will pop later.
Oh, Swam 10 is over here.
Are you playing in the server?
Yeah.
Narrator narrates all.
Fuck, that's loud. What is this? Minecraft dream interpretations. Yeah, so got any thoughts on that one, Victor?
Yeah.
Or you think it's just random?
Nothing jumped off for me.
Yeah.
I have random dreams all the time.
Mm-hmm. Occasionally it's meaningful, sometimes it's just, well, whatever. But the ones that I had, like, the night before last night especially one of them was very discernible to me. It was like, I had to move through this, like, river jungle area, and I got out of it through an alternative method to all the other people in the area, and on the other side, we got to, like, this white church. So that one was interesting.
What kind of church?
I don't know. It was like,
what did it look like?
Maybe I
were
can look up.
Were there any like circular angles?
Circular angles? I don't know. It looked like
because if it's from what I've seen at least, Protestant evangelical churches usually it's like straight and diagonal angles, whereas Catholic churches have like arcs and stuff.
It sort of looked. It was like more angular than round, sort of like that.
Mm.
Which is interesting because,
yeah, it looks, I don't even know what that is.
That doesn't even look like a church. Looks like a barn with a cross on it.
It looks like a barn. Did you debate Destiny yet? So if he is debating Destiny right now in text and chat, he's in our Discord group.
Yeah.
They're debating about why the age of consent needs to be 80 years old.
I think it's very important I find what kind of church it was. But it's hard to figure out because all images and dreams are like rough images, like hard to remember.
Yeah, they're not proper images. They're not. Yeah. Well, but I guess you will probably like in your dream just have the
simpler like cones and like arcs. They're more recognizably Catholic, and Catholic architecture is more complicated. There's more depth than Protestant churches usually. Protestant churches are pretty simple. Literally, you can make them in fucking Minecraft. They're more blocky.
I have a few dreams that I always remember. Because, like, they jump out to me. Like the Nick Crompton dream.
Oh yeah, you wanna I don't know if we've mentioned that one before, but
I don't think we said it on stream.
It's a very funny one.
Yeah.
But it's very interesting.
Wait, there's more people here.
I think the one I just sent is more like it. Which I think is...
I don't know. Could go either way, but it looks Catholic.
Huh.
I don't know. I'm thinking of American Protestant churches. I don't know what Protestant churches look like. Well, here they look like shit, but everything looks like shit.
Wait, okay. Sophia, did you post... Wait, are you applying?
Huh?
Are you offline?
No.
Why is D-Live telling me you're offline? Okay, no, it's bad.
D-Live's retarded.
Either way, I think you're... Whatever. Yeah, like, have you even gone to many churches? Because I don't think your brain would have known either way. It just means God to you.
Yeah, I have... My grandma used to take me to this church for Sunday school, but I think it was Protestant. I'll have to look it up.
Your grandma's Russian, right?
No. My grandma on my dad's side.
Oh, okay.
Not my babushka.
Because if it was your babushka, it was probably Orthodox. It would have been rather.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, you don't have that specification in your brain. It's just church.
I think she is most likely to just dream of churches she's seen. So just most likely.
I remember thinking it was like tropical or something. Something weird like that.
What?
I remember thinking it was tropical.
It was a tropical.
What would that be?
I have no idea.
Well, if it's away from the swamp, and it's not cold.
Aw, cunt. Anal cunt.
If it doesn't look like a wintry northern place, and it's not a swamp, then it's tropical.
I guess so. But the whole river area was tropical as well. I think I remember you telling me. You said that like the forest thingy was like all.
Well, I think it had like the tower on top, which I sent on Discord, like that sort of shape to it. Which apparently the one I sent is a Catholic church. But what do I know? I'm gonna die here.
Protestant is just a protest. Why do they have to play music so loud? It's fucking Saturday.
F, your power has been decreased by 2.0.
Fuck, it's so loud!
Current power, 998.0/1000.0. Sharding cow was shot by skeleton.
I just think it's interesting.
Sophia, did you put the stream like anywhere?
Yeah, I posted it to Patreon.
Oh, okay.
I said that in inquisitive tone.
I don't think you did. I think you just started streaming in the 22.
You know what? Just kill me again. Yeah, I didn't post it. Well, I should post it to Twitter, right? Because it's the public stream.
Oh, you should also probably notify your patrons in case they're not on Twitter. So,
F, your power has been decreased by 2.0.
Like
current power, 996.04/1000.0. Sharding cow was blown up by creeper.
Well, I think what kind of church is significant.
I don't think you know enough about that for it to happen significantly.
Sassy Stacy.
All right. We're coming back to gamer mode. Should I put my gamer glasses on? Well.
That's on you.
Wait, why is the fuck is everything on fire? Who is responsible for this?
Put on your gamer wiener prison.
Narrates chat.
My gamer wiener prison. I need to get my gamer cock cage.
There's Shelby. Hi, Shelby.
Hey, Shelby. You were in my dream last night.
Did Shelby ever dye her hair?
Oh, yeah, of course. She's Shelby. Oh, no, cunt.
Don't do that again. Well, you're probably gonna do it anyway. I'm probably gonna get a nose ring.
I was? What? Yeah, you were. I was trying to find a class, and, like, the time on my watch kept changing. It kept being a different time, so I just left school. Aw, oh, come on.
Didn't Shelby used to have, like, half of her hair dyed blonde?
Shelby, didn't you have, like, a Melanie Martinez do? A Melon Mart do? Alright, I have to get out of here. It's not safe.
Low energy bigot.
Low energy bigot?
King Venti. Nigga. Bernie Venti's real last name is not Venti, right? That's a...
I always wonder that.
It's not. It's a good question. It's something else, because when she posted her fucking 23andMe, she, like, covered the name up.
But why did she choose... She said yes.
Venti is, like, Venti's, like, small in Starbucks, I think? Something
no,
like
it's
that.
Big. It's the biggest big? Cup you can get in Starbucks.
Well, either way, it's a name in Starbucks.
It's half a liter.
It's the biggest cup?
Not half a liter, half a liter. Okay. Speak English.
Litre.
Don't ever do that
it's
to me again.
The biggest cup. Maybe that was a joke. It's the biggest cup.
Yeah, but I always thought of that. Like, is it because...
Joke okay. analysis with Asperger's people. This is what we're doing right now.
Wait. Okay.
Oh, I'm back here again. That's cool.
Okay,
I always wanted
so
to
Shelby
live
said,
in the
yes,
midst of a fire.
Still won one. So she still wants the Melanie Martinez zoo.
Still wants, Shelby, you're gonna dye your hair again? I'd leave school too if the clock just kept resetting. It was confusing because it was like this, it changed to like 6 p.m. and 5 p.m. and 3 p.m. and those are all times after school is over, anyways. So I figured I'd just leave. I don't know how things like those can always go over my head when I'm sleeping. Ah, yeah, that's just what clocks do. They kind of figure out time for themselves.
Yeah, I think that if I noticed that time kept changing, I would fall into a lucid dream, because mm-hmm. that's something I recognize a lot as like a part of dreams.
I think I only ever lucid dreamed properly once, and then there was a phase where every dream I had was like a lucid dream, but not really, because the dream narrative was that I'd be lucid dreaming. So I didn't... It was like I had false control over the dreams.
Because mm-hmm.
they would just start disobeying what I wished.
Yeah. Yo, I should have bleached it before school starts. No, you shouldn't, Shelby.
Yeah, I gotta get my back to school Melon Mart hair. So all the boys think I'm cool.
Get a nose ring.
Yeah,
get a nose ring and like you can do your eyeliner like winged. That would be cool, right?
That'd be so dope, money.
You go back to school, winged hair.
I don't even want to think about going back to school right now.
The Melon Mart thing has already annoyed me. I'm done.
Hair half bleached, eyeliner's winged, choker on, nose ring. Chubby's ready to go back to school.
School time.
It's school time.
It's school time. Yeah. 85 viewers? Damn, I'm top of the DLive leaderboards right now.
Dude, bleach your face and become like Jeff the Killer. You already have the
Michael Jackson.
The bob cut.
She has a smile.
Just pooped.
The bob cut.
Hard. Literally me in 8th grade, though. Haha. I was so cringy. I was so... You don't even understand. I need to eat.
In the past, though.
Just in the past. I finally stopped being cringy, guys.
Newsflash. I made it.
Susan's lost DLive's game, yeah. In a couple years, when her platform is dying, she's gonna be begging me to come back. Sophia, you're so cool. You're the only thing Zoomers will watch anymore.
Hello, Rio Ali G.
Hello, last night I dreamed that I was a milkshake getting thrown on Sargon's shirt. You better be serious about that. Because that's funny.
Why did you say it so menacing?
Because if he's lying to me, I'm going to be seriously disappointed. Oh, fuck it, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah, so basically I'm scrambling to get a video done. Hey, guess what, Allie? The real Allie G? Did I ever learn your real name? Anyways, guess what? Sondheim's still harassing me. Ha 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 ha! Fuck. I once had a dream I was driving a plate lunch like it was a car. Oh my god, who just popped into existence? Rip. Yeah. I guess. My real name's Matt, by the way. All right. Yeah, just writing and I'm attempting to finish a video in 10 days. Well, now it's 8 days.
What? The weirdest dream? You mean like the weirdest dream she has ever had? Or like the weirdest dream possible?
The weirdest dream? I don't even think I would know the weirdest dream I've ever had.
Don't remember. Rat is short for wrath, you? Yeah, that's exactly what I expect you to find for me.
Fuck.
Man. Fuck.
So makes me homicidal to think about it. Hey man, I got my sense of humor from Instagram in the office. What about you?
I've been thinking in a time abstracted manner, and like, I wonder how much of that shit is gonna carry on to like 2025, 2030 and shit. Rat is short for wrath. You imagine Shelby when she's like 9, like 22. In a job. That's gonna be fucking funny.
That's how she introduces herself to her coworkers. She's cutting onions? No, I'm just thinking existentially about how everything is pathetic now.
I go to school and I see, you know, fucking people my age. Eventually they're gonna be like, eventually they're gonna have boyfriends and girlfriends, and they're gonna be older adults. And I, like, some of them I can't think beyond like, oh, you're gonna be one of those people that get dragged into the woods and, you know, hit in the head with a piece of wood and then decapitated. That's what I think about. This is not Minecraft. This is more than Minecraft.
Don't you see, you imbecile?
Man, I head bob when there's no music playing. That's what I do. If Sophia did that, she'd pass out because she can't move her head very fast.
Correct.
Yes, that is Christina. Proper. Which is me. I am Christina.
Should she not be in the Minecraft category?
No.
I'm just chatting, okay?
Appeal. I don't like this game. Appeal is lost on me.
Shut up.
Don't look at it. Just listen. Listen to the audio.
Minecraft is eternal.
Listen to the audio as we delve deeper into your subconsciousness and ask you questions that you've asked yourself in your dreams.
Fascist mom, back at it again.
Oh man. Back at it again to talk about E. Michael Jones. Wow. How intriguing.
Why? E. Michael Jones.
Farted so enough yet?
Catholic? I don't know.
Yes, he's
Isn't he like 70? What the hell do you have to talk about with him? That's so weird.
Yeah, he's like a boomer.
Fucking boomers.
E. Michael Jones. I don't wanna talk politics with people. I wanna fucking go like get food with them. I wanna talk to them about something else. Shit is so boring. Anybody ever asked about E. Michael Jones' kids?
I don't think so. They're all about, well, what
that's
do you think about this?
that's why
hey, what do you think about abortion, Mr. Right-Winger? I have no idea what you think about abortion, Catholic Right-Winger.
That's gonna be a surprise. What he's gonna say about that one?
His answer.
Hey, so what about the GQ? The geriatric question?
Yeah.
Every time,
interviewing Michael Jones, and you should just ask him about his kids, his wife, and his family.
I want to strike myself in the teeth with fucking Rice Krispies like iDubbbz.
Talks about culture more than politics. I don't know. What kind of culture? Is he talking about music?
I don't know who he is. Do you know who he is? He's like...
I've listened to...
It's one thing to be like, oh yeah, I know that guy. It's one thing like that, and it's another thing to go like, oh, I want to talk to this guy. Because I have something to tell him? What the fuck do you have to tell you, Michael Jones? It's such a, like, you're going such a distance to do that.
Yeah, I've listened to a book of his, but that's about it.
Talks about culture more than politics. Okay, cool.
Yeah, the book I listened was like about architecture, more than architecture, old architecture.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know none of the people.
Fifteen Peruvian Nuevos leader sharding cow sleep.
Oh my god, I'm gonna kill Shelby. I'm gonna catch a plane.
That's all that Shelby, what does Shelby have to offer you? Well, Shelby's single. She's got Rat, short for Rathew, and a gay pride flag. So hit her up. She's gonna be interesting company.
And she wants to make out with you.
Uh-huh. Great.
Part Twitter joke. Yes, part Twitter joke.
Spider accessible house. You can't get in if you're a zombie, but please come in if you're a spider.
That's apartheid.
Apartheid. Can't you even say it right?
It has a
wow, you racist.
Like an American.
You racist know nothing.
Gotta read it like I'm a South African.
Yes.
Apartheid!
Apartheid! No, you have to read it like a Japanese man.
Apartado!
Well, isn't that interesting?
I don't know. I only like natural conversations.
If you're asking about politics, it's usually in an artificial environment.
Yeah, like, let's go debate that guy. Like, huh? You got the conversation planned? What kind of fucking The Sims 4 robot you are? Yeah. Shelby's still...
Yay.
She's like a class of people of that they have, like... I think my friend Alex is like this, like, too. But he's not yay. Which is like people who don't have an ounce of seriousness. They have no, like, they're weightless, something like that. If you make like a point, like a serious point to Shelby.
Oh yeah, she's already talking about whose dog barking.
Whose dog is
barking?
It's not even like. I don't know. Whenever confronted with like a serious thing, it's like a joke comes out. I'm not even sure that's bad. It just seems like normal person innocence.
Mm-hmm.
It's like people who don't have, like, video game immersion. Something like that. They don't have, like, abstraction immersion. They listen to it like, huh, okay, dude. See you later. Anywho, that's why I think it's so weird. I'm gonna go talk about politics. Why? Why do I care about what his, like, politics opinions are? Weirdo.
Oh yeah, Sophia, I forgot to tell you. My mom took my dog to the, like, vet earlier for chemo. And the vet told us we can't touch any of her bodily fluids because they are radioactive.
Fuck, that's...
Her poop, Our fugit, our piss, they're all radioactive, and we cannot touch it.
That's intriguing.
Wait, you're in a simulation? Are you a woman? Oh no, never mind. I got I read the rest of your sentence. Hot lesbian women don't date me because they're heterophobic bigots. Lesbians are by far my least favorite LGBT category.
Understandable. Actually, what's worse, bisexual women or lesbians?
Oh god, man. Fuck.
Because bisexual women are very annoying about it.
I know.
Bisexual women at least can pretend to be like normal.
I don't know who's more in your face about it. I feel like it's bisexual girls.
Depends, because like normally lesbians have like their little short hair. And they go.
Really? I'm biased. Lesbians should kill each other battle royale style.
Jesus, you smoking?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'm also sick.
Hey, Victor's not sick. He's just smoking.
So boring. Bisexuals are greedy.
But they don't discriminate?
To an outsider, this is a very homophobic conversation. I have that voice in my head now. Whoa,
You can't say that, Sophia. You can't say that. This is your principal.
Sophia, this is your principal talking. You can't say that. We're gonna kick you out of school, and your parents are gonna be angry about it.
Sophia, don't say that. Shut up.
Did you know my wife is a doctor? I didn't know that. Thank you for telling us. I don't think any of us knew that. No, never mind. I think Sophia already knew that.
Sophia, did you know that desktop pusser? No, desktop.
Desktop pusser. Desktop user. Desktop pusser. Yeah, ho. Oh, get away from me. I know if your wife is a doctor, I already know she is. No need to tell me. Oh, man.
Sophia's principal is actually like very straight, and he does not suck dick.
I think probably bisexual women are not as bad on GP. Because at least there's some self-awareness of degeneracy. It's worse than, like, I've seen lesbians have this corrupted version of Puritanism. Which I haven't seen bisexuals have.
Narrator. Narrate system.
What do you mean, corrupted?
Like...
Because I usually see them like, oh, I'm so disgusting.
Yeah, that's... That awareness of I'm so disgusting is more, it's less present in lesbians, especially because that they're women who date women, the vague politeness of it is even more present, and they they organize themselves like it's as if they pretended they were straight. Something like that.
My doctor wife doesn't know I watch all your videos on my drunk slurriness, though. I think she would find it weird. My doctor wife.
Doctor wife.
This is Doctor Wife here to treat you.
That's some fucking TV show. That's a Chuck Lorre TV
DR.
show.
Dr.wife. Beep beep.
Doctor wife.
What's the difference between a dyke and a lesbian? I don't get that. Aren't dykes lesbian? What's up with that?
What's up with that? That's kind of quirky. Oh, I don't like how this looks. I think I fudged it a little bit.
Surgically repair my dinner.
Dr. Wife, hurry up and surgically repair my dinner. Gotta get it. The dinner is losing heat quickly. Get it refurbulated so it's. I don't. Yeah, Dr. Wife.
Aren't dykes women that act like men? Aren't those?
Following the principle I'm setting, I think a dyke is better than a feminine lesbian.
Yeah, because the feminine is one like pretend to not be dyke, like to not be lesbian.
Oh my god, man. That's the more like. What I don't like is pretense, and if they're acting like. If it's not noticeable, then it's annoying to me.
Because it feels like they're pretending.
Yeah.
Something.
Well, but by that logic, wouldn't you hate bisexuals more?
Because they leave it. They leave it out in the open quite frequently. It gets to be annoying, like by another measure.
Oh yeah, because they're always like, oh my god, you're bisexual. They put it like in their Twitter profile.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Like show me with her bisexual pride.
Like a dyke is very evidently an anomaly, and whatever, I can deal with anomalies, but fucking feminine lesbians, like you have the worst of all worlds. Cause I don't like women. Otherwise I would become one. Female biology makes women more feminine around men. When women get together, dysfunction dissipates. Yeah, they become more like Satan.
I put the bisexual ring to fuck with people.
Oh yeah, because you want trends about how you're
like
to
you're
ladies?
Like Faith right now. Why is it? I need to coin a term for this. It's just saying bullshit.
Just saying red is blue and like
when somebody
expecting...
presses them on it, it's like they don't think about okay, let me think of an answer for this that you know is aligned.
They just like they wing it entirely with no future thought.
You know, I get what she's saying.
Fuck with people. Who are you fucking with? Name me two people who you successfully fucked with. Please.
She's trying to convince Poe that she and Sophia are dating because she loves to read threads on Poe about how
so
she's
irrelevant. It's not even real, man. Fuck!
She likes to read them because like it fulfills her fantasy in some sort of way.
They threw tea on the wrong person.
Huh.
Wait, what about lesbians? Bush one's cool. Feminine one's intolerable. Especially, like, the extreme second wave ones that won't even, like, shake hands with men. Hilarious.
Sharding Cow has made the advancement getting an upgrade.
Also, weren't we supposed to go on JS like a million years ago?
Yeah, I never got an email back.
Okay.
Are you sure?
Yes. I can check again and show you how right I am.
Just
or maybe I'm wrong. There was there was an email from 21 days ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, he never emailed me back.
Oh God.
Yeah, I didn't get the last email I got was May 24th.
Okay.
When's the next video? This month, hopefully. I'm trying to make it work. There's some issues with writing though. Like I spent an entire day trying to write and I didn't get like one thing good and done. So that was problematic. Did Sam Hyde ever get in touch with you?
Yeah.
Yes. What the fuck is outside of my house? Is that a... I don't just... Oh, that. Yeah, I should probably get back inside.
What the fuck? What? What the hell is wrong with your face, man?
Who?
Look at this.
Oh God, is that Billy? Why does anyone ever trust me, lol? I'm Satan.
Oh God.
What's wrong with your eyes?
She looks like she's on ketamine.
Sleeping.
She looks like she's taking whatever Desmond's taking.
God, what's wrong with your eyes? Damn, there's something really wrong with the eyes.
She looks like that in every single picture.
Why does anyone ever trust me? LOL, I'm Satan. Yeah, just make it funny that you're a shit-eating faggot.
Like, even when she was on the cover of a magazine, she still looked like that.
Did you like Tyler's new album? No.
How to get rich girl hair. Sophia, you should look that one up.
What?
Billie Eilish in a magazine telling you how she get rich in her hair.
You are rich, but you have fucking...
Holy camp! Putting hair. The fun into fashion. The upcycling movement changing your wardrobe. How'd I get rich girl hair with a dash in the middle?
If, what do they mean by rich girl? Because Sophia's rich and her hair looks like fucking dog.
Yeah,
hair.
Looks like, Man, why does Billie Eilish look so fucked up? Vogue Australia. Is there any difference between...
It comes out in Australia instead of the United States.
105 people watching? Wow.
Pretty good.
Sophia has 4 times more money than she used to have 2 months ago, but she has four times less viewers.
Don't talk about our money.
You already talked about it yesterday.
What did you say? Did you say? Either way, you generally don't.
The yeah, you said the exact amount.
Wait, what amount?
What amount? Yeah, so I can say it again. Fucking idiot.
You said no.
You said the exact amount.
Yeah, you said that. You said if it continues being this amount.
Oh, I thought it was something else. Never mind. Oh, that's fine to say.
Yeah, I was just saying that like she has four times more money, four times less viewers.
Looking like a tranquilizer gorilla isn't quirky. Tranquilizer gorilla or tranquilized gorilla? Billie Eilish doesn't intentionally. Sophia just doesn't have a will to survive.
No, that's wrong in so many ways.
Swam10 has made the advancement stone age. Swam10 has made the advancement getting an upgrade.
It's like the same thing that... Like, they all do the same thing, like Joji, Billie Eilish. They all have that same, like, blasé face of being so bored and disinterested with everything.
Tyler got it too now, did you notice?
Yeah, like, Igor cover, literally. He doesn't care, no energy, sleeping. I'm sleeping.
Bored.
Leave me alone. Bored.
Sophia,
I'm bored.
Sophia does have the will to survive. She just doesn't have the energy to do it.
Mm-hmm. Any of y'all seen the latest Taylor Swift video?
No, I have not seen.
Well, you already know.
Yes, you have seen.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have. No. We were on call.
Don't even pretend.
I never saw that. I never saw that.
Stop! No!
You can't pretend.
I never saw that. That would make me gay. I wouldn't do that.
Soph, about that sore body and tiredness, yeah. Do I have cancer?
Why do you keep bringing that up, Daniel?
Daniel's concerned. Fuck, there's so much gravel here. Do?
Fuck her health. Sophia needs to die soon.
Hey, it's gonna happen either way.
Too young and
easy. I said it myself in my dream. Too young, too easy. Damn. No vicious out
20s?
Here.
You're being... If you think Sophia will die in her 20s, you're very, very optimistic.
Are you saying I'm gonna go before then? Yeah. Oh man, I thought I at least had 20 years on this earth.
Nah, I think you're gonna go by like 17.
My friend who studies medicine said you need magnesium and vitamins. I already take magnesium, vitamin B2, vitamin D, all that shit. What did I want to come up here to do? Oh right, shovel.
Taylor Swift? Who cares about what Taylor Swift? Who cares about what Taylor Swift did? None of the programming that she imparts on her 8-year-old fans is gonna stick after they turn fucking 13. This shit don't work.
Sophia was.
It's certainly not sticking with Zoomers because what's the church attendance of Zoomers? Oh shit! I'm getting chased.
41%.
Exactly. Nobody.
While 18% of millennials went to church, 41% of Zoomers do. So, which is amazing.
Taylor Swift has a long ass back. Never paid attention to that one in specific. She probably does. She's like... How tall is she? She's probably taller than me.
If you search for Taylor Swift...
And mitochondrial disease genetical, so... Is it confirmed that it's in your genes? I think my aunt has some mitochondrial shit.
Doesn't your dad?
Not my dad. Dysautonomia is what my...
Oh, she's 5'10", so she's around my height.
Taylor Swift is 5'10"? That's kind of tall.
Yeah, she's tall for a girl.
Wow, that's kind of sexist, Victor.
I want to kill you so bad. Even making me, like, acknowledge that. Victor, I was listening carefully. Did you say you were gay? Yeah, I did. No, I didn't actually. I would never say that in public.
Victor's so straight. He pisses sitting down. As to not touch his own penis.
As to not touch my own penis?
Yes.
Dude, I can pee standing up without touching my dick. What the hell are you talking about? You know nothing about my anatomy, man.
Sorry.
Don't insult me on my gender like that.
I judged you.
The average American female is 5'4", 160 pounds. Well, that's alarming. Jeez. Considering I am 2 inches shorter, but I am half that weight. But I guess Americans are fat as fuck. Yeah, Victor, that's all he ever talks about in private. Just him being gay. Yeah, but he would never say it in public.
He's like, oh my god, just love it. Sophia is 94 pounds as of now.
As of now? As of... not f-
ass off now.
Christina has a very interesting accent that comes from apparently nowhere.
It's Portuguese accent. She's saying those sounds are Portuguese.
Oh, got a lapis lazuli. Nah, you're barely 5 feet tall, lol. Yeah, tell that to my measuring wall.
My measuring wall.
How tall are you?
5'2".
Okay.
Sophia is not skinny. Sophia is underweight.
God, I wanna die. Oh my god, man. Sucks.
Thank you. You are in the simulation.
Christina. You're 3 inches taller than Michael Malice. Oh, fuck. So what movie did you watch yesterday? Blade Runner. Is it just me or is that entire movie ASMR?
I would agree with that assessment.
Blade Runner! Oh yeah.
Blade.
Sharding Cal has made the advancement acquire hardware.
Old Blade Runner.
Old. Ode.
Sharding Cal has made the advancement isn't it?
I will never stop making fun of Christina.
What do you mean without the narration?
Up your protein intake and pump some iron, Soph.
Women can't pump iron.
On a scale to... Wow. No, you already know I'm going to do that shtick. On a scale 0 to 10, how did you like it? It was really good. I feel like I was in a trance while watching it. Very strange.
That's not a scale from 0 to 10.
Did I not say my rating?
No.
Fuck, I'm retarded. Well, I was thinking of saying like 8 out of 10. It was very enjoyable.
Why are you proud? Did you make it?
I'm so proud that you liked it. Yeah, what are you, like, some white supremacist or something?
Did you make it? What's wrong with you today, Sophia? You're insufferable.
What?
What's up with you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
What's up?
What's up?
Why are you proud that she has good taste? Did you rape her?
Did you rape it?
I've seen, like, buff women. Oh my god, man. What a fucking travesty. If you're a woman and you want to work out, do, like, leg shit or whatever they do. Like, the breathing aerobics. And cardio and shit.
Or as Christina likes to call it, hydrogymnastics.
No, those are for boomers.
Not for fucking.
She called water aerobics hydrogymnastics. Good stuff.
Not as bad as Cryptomaniac, so I'm still good.
Blade Runner needs a good setup. I hope you did not watch it on a computer. I absolutely watched it on a computer.
And she watched it on some shitty site instead of downloading a fucking good version of it.
Absolutely.
She went, oh my god, Sophia wanted to watch the movie in this website where the movie was stretched.
It was only slightly stretched. I don't see what the problem is with that.
He's a nigga, bro.
Is that gonna hurt my viewing experience?
I made her change.
It's pretty much the same visual content. I don't know why you're so anal about it.
I made her change that. We watched it properly, at least.
Plasma TV? What are you even talking about, Hooch?
Who has a plasma TV?
Yeah, it makes a difference.
Are you in 2004? Plasma TV.
Plasma TV? How poor are you?
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not the same! It's like a little bit vertically stretched. I barely even noticed it.
But you did notice it.
Barely. Now, it didn't bother me. In fact, it bothered me that Christina made me stop the movie.
You live in a pigsty and it doesn't bother you.
Yeah, like...
A lot of things don't.
Well, should it bother me that the movie is stretched? Tell me. For one good reason. Yes. Not really, but I know I'm focused on the visuals. What if it's just a little stretched?
Visuals are hindered.
Not really.
If it is just a little bit stretched.
I mean, if it was like really stretched out, I would see, because I'd just be laughing the whole time, especially when the Asian woman come up in the sky.
Yeah, like imagine that part if we continued watching, it while it was stretched out. You would have burst out in laughter.
I burst out in laughter either way. Imagine the Asian woman floating through the sky going, whoa! There you go.
What's your problem with plasma TV? The quality is so top.
I still don't know what a plasma TV is or why that's funny.
It's because it's like really old. And he's talking about it as if like is the right TV to watch a movie on. It's all about LEDs now. Yeah.
barely 10 years old. Yeah, that's old. I'm 10 years. I'm 14.
Yeah, it's like.
Yeah, boomer. Fuck it.
Yes, shut up. Odie.
Don't you have some CNN to watch?
Plaza still looks the
damn,
best.
Damn, are you pooping?
Yeah.
Plasma sucks. You're just saying that because you're poor and you don't have the money to buy an OLED TV. And you're trying to cope with that.
I know no difference between OLED, just LED, or plasma.
OLED, like the pixels actually turn off when black comes up on the screen, so you have pure black. OLED is better than plasma. Because the pixels actually turn off.
Rip. Why rip? I guess my stream is cutting up. This reminds me about the way people are so obsessed with this shit. Reminds me of all of the Bitcoin stuff. It's like getting caught up in so much stuff that doesn't matter. In fact, it ultimately comes back to like PS4 versus Xbox arguments. That's where the that attitude started. Matters if you have 30,000 invested in Bitcoin. Yeah, but why do you need to argue about it in my Twitter thread? And are you interested in Chernobyl, Soph? What?
The TV show.
There's a TV show named Chernobyl?
Yep.
That's crazy. But I'm sorry, I'm not interested.
Damn.
Yeah, I really ought to stay inside.
That's a funny way to say it. Sorry, I'm not interested. That's such a great sentence. That probably... Well...
There's a lot of politics for you. Oh yeah, and you know I'm a big politics guy. That's why I named myself Capitalist Corbis. How many hours of TV do you watch per week? Zero.
Define TV. Sitting in front of the television to watch it? Nope, doesn't happen.
I haven't watched any TV shows in a few years as well.
I think the last time, I think I ever only watched TV when I'm, like, watching Netflix with my cousins or something like that. But never actual TV. Like, cable. Cable TV. I only watched TV when I was like 9 years old, until I was 9.
I use my TV only for Tucker Carlson and sports. Oh, you're a big Tucker fan? I only watch Fox for Tucker Carlson because of how much of a genius he is.
Were you born in 1994?
Carlton Banks.
By the way, there are stark differences between different cryptos. The rabidness you see online are people that are invested way the fuck over their comfort levels. Yeah, I feel like they're just taking out their stress in Twitter threads so they can...
What do you mean, are you single? She's 14 years old.
Jon Stewart made Tucker look like an idiot when you were about 4 years old. Got his show canceled. And I care why.
I didn't tell Victor about the thing your mom said.
That was funny.
The and I care why. Where'd you get that from?
I forget, man.
I think it's me.
I have a suspicion that it wasn't, but it was somebody else.
They started saying that a lot recently.
I think you started saying that exactly after you told me that story, and I said that, and I got that from Victor.
So I got it from Christina, but Christina got it from Victor.
Yes.
It's a living. Exactly.
Just hanging out. Might grab a cup of coffee. Did you guys know that my grandmother watches my videos?
Jon Stewart.
With her gay best friend? That's like their Sunday.
How would you feel about that if your grandmother was watching you say things online? Oh, wait, I put gravel in there. I'm stupid.
Sophia,
you, Victor. I'm just talking specifically about you.
I feel so flattened.
Flattened. That's no good.
I've heard the name Jon Stewart before. And I feel no inclination to finding out who he is.
Your yeah. hair looks fine today, so she finally got rid of the weird pubic hair on her forehead. Yeah, she hasn't washed it in 1 week.
Yeah. Haven't washed it, brushed it in 1 week. That's my secret trick.
You should just straight up do that.
Until all the testosterone is just dissipates from not being cultivated.
It's just, you just need more oil to keep it down.
More oil.
Oil.
Sophia's hair oil.
It's funny to say it in both
ways. Industrial oil? Strength.
Oil. Oil? Oil. Oil. Oyo! Oyo!
I don't put emphasis on that.
Like a oyo. Korean salesman. Oyo!
You want some oyo?
Oyo.
Yeah. Oyo. Oyo.
Oyo. Oyo.
Koo. Kuo.
Oyo.
That's so kuo. Instead of saying L, she just goes, oh. Kuo. So you know she's saying cool.
Oh, I go koo. I just make it all weird.
Yeah, but you used to do kuyo, so that.
No, I never did that.
Kuyo.
I never did that. Yeah.
Well, kuo essentially because when you say L, there's like a noise afterwards. So to simulate that without saying L, she goes kuo.
Cool.
Cool.
So
cool.
Cool.
Cool. Be an American like me.
Cool.
Kuyo!
Cool.
That's so cool, yo, of you.
Kuyo!
Green Oyo. Hair has such a... has such a distance.
It's magical properties.
Like, sometimes you just get in your girl and you go, oh yeah, this girl haven't washed her hair in like a week.
You all.
It's an uncle in Slovak. Cool.
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 Cool. She can't do it. She's cool.
Time I talk. I remember that one stream when you were trying to teach Christina how to say little for 20 minutes.
She ain't learn it. So I give up.
Yeah, it's hard. It's really hard. Little. That's easier.
Change the pronunciation of the T, nigga!
British is just easier. Little.
You still saying it wrong.
Little is proper.
Little. I just think how fucking insane.
Ow.
Christina's fucking insane. I think you should know.
Little.
She goes, wow, it's her mother when she's saying things that she doesn't like.
Little.
So I don't think.
Little.
I think her speaking like a fucking weirdo is just appropriate. Just makes sense. It just makes sense.
Yeah, I was at school, and this girl came up to me and she went, "Are you Brazilian?" I said, "Yes, why?" She just said, "You speak weird." I was like, "Okay."
Your language shit in your brain is straight up broken.
I do think it is.
Because you don't speak Portuguese, like, well, neither you speak no language fluently.
Well, I speak them all fluently, I just can't
pronounce it. Oh, yeah, whatever.
Pronounce
you know what
it.
I meant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Possibly. I remember people telling me I had a decent German accent, but like when I'm speaking German, but that deteriorated in like the past year a lot. Because I started watching this of these videos in German by like this one black guy who has like this weird African German accent. And I just caught it, and it's, and now I know I got German fucked up as well.
Christine is like 40, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And like black. Like really black.
And I'm like black. Sounds like something a black person would say.
You're like black, right?
Daniel Hooch is wrong too. You're 15.
Well, I guess so, yeah.
I get. What do you mean? Oh yeah, I'm turning. You're like Faith. I'm turning 16 in 3 months, so I'm 16 right now.
No, I'm turning like 16 this month in July.
Yeah, but like, still.
Doesn't matter. It's all the same like, thing. Whatever. And 16. It's
fun. Yeah, but like, whatever. You're not gonna get it. Ah! Oh my. I need to get all my male friends speaking like Stacy's. I need to do that until the end of this year.
That's indeed. So funny.
Yes. I am a mayo.
Christine is a symbol of diversity.
I am a mayo. I'm Hellman's mayonnaise in a pot.
I eat so much of it that I'm probably
a mayo.
Mayo.
Look. I'm probably a mayo.
I
say male. Oh fuck! I went through the wrong hole. I mean.
Mayo.
Wait. Male, not mayo. That's what she does when she doesn't want to say L. I told you. Oh, Kuo.
Male.
Say this Mayo. Sentence real quick for me.
Male pales jail male.
Shut up. The male send me mayo in the mail. It's all the same word for me. The
mayo in the mail. The mail's in the mail cut.
Yeah.
Mayo, mayo, mayo.
Mayo.
Well.
I get aggressive when I hear the fucking. Oh my
god. Christina, will you start driving when you turn 16? What do you mean? I'm in Brazil, nigga. And no, I will never drive.
Me neither.
You probably should. Plan. You probably should.
I don't want to.
Cars are a boomer thing.
I don't want to learn. Cars are a boomer thing.
Mm-hmm.
Driving just seems lame.
Just like get an Uber or whatever.
Or whatever. What's whatever?
Uber,
where
Uber
to?
Uber feels very gay. I feel gay in Uber.
Yeah, where to? Either Uber or where to? That's what, or like just public transportation if you live in a country.
Maybe if you want to be country. Visually raped every day by I don't know, God knows what's on the subway that day. Give you PTSD.
All public trans is straight up pig mobile.
I don't know. I just say that like. I just say that, but I actually never got into public transportation.
Never had to.
I never used public transportation in my life, so I don't know what I'm talking about. No driving and Uber is a millennial thing. Well, I guess we don't know yet because Zoomers are still not old enough for that, but I don't think Zoomers will get cars. That's kind of stupid.
I think they will.
Yes, well, I am.
If it's possible.
I live in a little bubble inside of
Chip. Bubbo.
I say every word wrong. If you point every single one out, you're just every gonna single. Repeat everything I say.
Bubbo.
I drink poison.
It's too funny. You doing good, Christina?
Yep.
That's good. That's great.
Faith was in call last night, right?
For like 15 minutes, yes.
Yeah. We have been calling for 3 days.
I'm not sure why you say that with pride.
3 days?
It's not pride. I'm just... I don't know why I like it.
You said it like 4 times without any request. From like yesterday, you said it a bunch of times too.
Well, it's because I think it's like cool. I don't know.
Okay, then it is pride.
I haven't been in a call with anyone for like 3 days. I like it. I like that. Isn't pride something like, I don't know. I don't think it's pride.
Cool. I think it's cool and that's why you say it. Yeah, it is pride. I have like, if you look at your legs right now, it looks like, I look at my legs and I think, holy shit, that's fucking, because I think in like animal scale terms, this is going to sound retarded, I think in animal scale terms, and I often remember how huge the human being is, the average human being, we're fucking big ass creatures. Look at your legs. Huh?
Somebody said Sophie's mean. No, she's not.
Bubbo.
Yes, she is. She's very mean.
Sorry for pointing out Christina's pronunciation mistakes. I shouldn't do that. No matter how funny they are.
Sophia, you live with a dog. Have you noticed how fucking huge you are?
Well, no.
Maybe
is
it's because...
White? Dude,
maybe it's because you are like generally smaller than average, so it's like the scale isn't as apparent. Dude.
Sometimes I just look at my knee and I just realize how weird it looks. Like knees are very weird.
I'm fucking like I'm a giant man. I have like this retarded complex in my head that I like. Woody Allen dissociation. It's something like I feel like I'm younger. I feel like I'm like 10 forever. Or something like that. I feel like I'm like short as shit. And I'm like. I feel like I'm tiny. I feel like I'm 10 years old. And then I look down, I'm like, holy shit, what the fuck? It's hard to believe I'm 17. Because when I was like in the fucking 6th grade, and we looked at the kids who were 17, I'm like, holy shit, it's like an adult. And like facial hair and shit growing? That's crazy. And then I just without noticing, I became one of those people. And I'm in constant awe of it whenever I remember it.
I ever have those moments because I just look so young all the time. Someone came up to me the other day and asked me if I was in 8th grade.
I remember thinking about how like old 7th graders are. Like, whoa, shit.
It was so weird. I never really like. Oh my god, I still remember that. When I was like, I was getting into the classroom for second grade. I was super young, I was like 7. I think. And like, I went into the wrong room, and I don't know why, but I think that was the first time I noticed race. Because for some reason I was always like, blind to it, up until I was 7. Like, I never noticed like, my brother and my cousin are brown, but me and my mom aren't. What's up with that? I never really paid attention to it until like I was 7 years old, and I walked into the wrong classroom, and I thought, everyone here is black except me. And I was confused. I didn't know what that was. Nobody ever taught me anything about that. How the fuck did we not learn that in school? About phenotypes? That's basic shit.
Well, there's a paranoia about it.
Yeah, if you teach people about that, they're gonna become Adolf Hitler or something.
So you have to pretend it doesn't exist out of, safety.
And I remember specifically, in my mind, the symbolism was, they're all black and they all wear red shirts. That's what I saw. Like, they're all black and they all wear red shirts, and I'm not one of them. What the fuck is happening? Oh shit, it's 5. I gotta go get coffee.
Aight.
See y'all, niggas. You gonna continue the stream?
Let's see. How long are we going? We're going for an hour, 30 minutes. We're gonna go for like, I don't know, 15 more. Because I do have to work on this video.
I'm going.
Urgently. See you.
See ya.
Has to leave us with the smoker's cough.
Okay, I would go like back and read the chat since you're not doing that.
I'm reading the chat. I just don't read it out loud.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Fuck. I'm just...
Okay, yes, I'm pretty spoiled. Yes, I am.
Spoiled.
Of a transit school, okay.
I can't help it! Every L is a yo! Boyo! Fuck. It's too funny. I just think of the Asian woman in the sky. That's not God, that's Satan.
Zoomers will try if they don't want to be helpless like the previous generation. No, I don't think so. Boomers will not try.
I'm not paying $25, XD. I don't have the IP, jeez.
Why did you say...
Well, okay. That would be horrible.
What are those orange blocks? Sophia, you gotta answer that one. Okay. How much do you pay for your cool shirts and sweaters, Sophia?
Nothing anymore. Because I haven't gotten anything new in a while. The only shit I gotten is Bomb Strap and Shooter sent me 2 shirts.
Yeah, but you didn't pay anything for that.
So shout out Shooter.
Yeah, Shooter's
cool. I have to be frugal now.
Sophia just... was like big into clothes like years ago, not anymore. Do you think Trump's orange skin is natural or spray tanning? Who cares?
That's the greatest non-question I've ever heard. Yeah. That's a fucking boomer question. I can't believe you would come here with such bullshit.
Yeah. The audacity in her part of the Bay Area costs $3 million. She can't afford a jacket. Her house, Sophia's house, doesn't cost $3 million. You're smoking.
You are smoking.
Could you please tell me what happened between you and your brother? They
My brother's just a faggot. That's all. He's smoking soy. So I make fun of him for it.
Fuck. Current power 997.24/1000.0.
Sharding.
Yeah. That's what
And she saw his ass.
I was never the same again. I was never. I saw him dancing to Shakira. Never the same.
Never the same.
Have ever taken an IQ test? I got 62. I don't know what that means. If that's good or not.
You got 62.
Yeah.
Christina, I think the inside of our mouths are the weirdest. No, knees are the weirdest body part. I was just asking, I like her wardrobe, but I want to get some for myself. Well, you will have a hard time doing that because all of her shit isn't sold anymore. Unless you get it, like, secondhand. So, if you want it secondhand, you should go to, like, Depop or something and search for Golf Wang.
Yeah, I got a 62 on the IQ test. I don't know what's up with that. Is he an anti-Trump atheist or what? He's an atheist, which is gay. That's pretty homosexual, but... Yeah, it's just a big soy boy.
Reading
Nietzsche. He's his own god. Got fooled into being Luciferian. I'm not gay.
Schools do not teach about banking.
They don't teach anything, as far as I'm concerned.
Yes, I'm reading this message right now.
It could be 62 percentile or what? No, just 62. I scored 180 on freeIQtest.net. Well, is it actually a free IQ test? Or does it cost money?
Can you read this? No. So maybe you should reopen the $25 tier. Since the server is never...
It is open.
It could get you more...
It was never closed.
Wasn't it, like, limited?
It was limited, but there's people who dropped off, so it's fucking...
Okay.
Now it's okay. Alright. What does 62 mean? It means I have an IQ of 62.
Stop joking around with people.
I have an IQ of 62!
Yeah, right. You're black.
My real IQ is probably somewhere around 85. The boom boom in Jamaica.
Wait, you're already playing the boom boom?
Yeah, it's been like 15 minutes. Kind of.
No, sorta. It hasn't.
Yeah!
It hasn't even been 5 minutes.
What? No, that's a lie. You're smoking.
No, you're smoking. Style is island
vibes, man. I don't have an IQ of 62. Well, that's what the test told me.
Did his hips not lie? Yes, Stefan's hips.
They didn't lie. Dancing to Shakira.
No more Supreme shirts for you.
Indeed. No, please keep streaming. Don't go. Me get in the boom boom in Jamaica.
Jamaica right now. But can you not mock like your brother after you saw his ass? How can you like not?
How can you not after you see him dancing to Shakira? I mean, that's just a problem. He needs to be made fun of to be corrected.
Being atheist is okay, dancing to Shakira is unforgivable. Those go like hand in hand. T-shirt unbuttoned, nice. The sunglasses,
nice. Island vibes. I get that fucking Poom Poom song stuck in my head all the time now, thanks to this shit. You're welcome. I've measured your IQ more accurately than a test, and I think it is above 135. I don't, I mean, that's more than double what I got on the actual test. So, that's gotta be bullshit.
Oh, you're a bullshitter. You're bullshitting up. Alright. My IQ is 14. It's the same as my age.
Did you know that your IQ is whatever your age is in all actuality?
Yeah.
So, boomers are technically the smartest people. What movie did you end up watching? Blade Runner. It was good. 8 out of 10. I want to talk to you. You're in a good mood today. Am I?
Yeah, you are. You're good. You're a bit annoying, but you're good.
How am I annoying?
You're just going, oh, that's sexist. Richie
said it. I did that twice. You're smoking.
And then you go, oh, you can't say that. I think your principal just got into your head.
Yeah, now that voice is in my head, taken over. She's not annoying.
What do you think of Trump's initiative to move the U.S. capital to Israel? I think it would save money on flights and money transfer. Shut up. Okay, shut up. Choosing to believe in one of, like, 3,000 gods and thinking it's the right one is a lot more gay. Kill yourself.
Kill yourself. Whoa! 50% of people have the IQ below 100. That is fucking insane to think about. I'm in the 50%. I feel welcomed. Hey, what percentage of people have an IQ lower than me? Lower than 62?
What's your IG, Christina? What do you mean, what's my IG? Do you think
he wants to know what your IG is?
You think I have Instagram, nigga?
Holy shit! So 1% of people have IQ below 63. That's crazy! I'm so rare!
Swan 10, can you ban Chaiman from the chat? I don't like him. He's making me uncomfortable. Please ban Chaiman from the chat.
Ooh. Alright, oh yeah, I forgot I have to distribute your rewards. Because what else are you here for? You are rare because the result is bullshit. It's not, I was about to grab glasses that are not on my face. My IQ is, 62. It's confirmed by the online test. What is the average age of your viewers? There's no way to know that, because everybody on YouTube puts their ages. A billion.
This your French Canadian or something?
You're in a simulation. You're the luckiest dude here.
I am Brazilian. I'm not French Canadian.
Can we do the IQ together? I could take an IQ test right now. You're gonna see. I'm gonna get a 62. Are there any IQ tests that are actually free and I don't have to pay money for?
Ben Shaiman. I do not like him. He's making me uncomfortable.
There's no way your IQ is 62. Sorry, man, I don't know what to say.
You may be the smartest 15-year-old girl in the world.
What?
I don't believe that. I've been talking to her for 3 days. Oh, she talked about
For 72 hours. She asked me what I'm thinking about right when I wake up. I say, poop and pee. She asked me in the middle of the day, poop and pee. She asked me at night, poop and pee. So, that's all you're going to get out of me. Danielle? Oh, fuck. I did not get any coins. That sucks. Only fucking retards obsessed with IQs, dipshit. Yeah. Thank God I got a 62. Because then I'm not retarded. Alright.
Yes.
Which, what are we going with? Capitalist Corvus or Anarcho... Lieutenant, what was it?
Anarcho Soap.
But there was like something, Lieutenant something.
I think it was Capitalist Corvus.
Yeah, there was another one though that was not Anarcho Soap. If you mention 62 again, I'll cancel my Patreon. Yeah, Capitalist Corvus is better. The higher your IQ, the more depressed you will be. Like being only human, the rest of the world being populated by monkeys. I think that's a cop-out. Can you talk about your two videos that were taken down on YouTube? Why were they taken down? Beats me. One was literally marked as harmful/dangerous content. The other was for harassment/cyberbullying. Democrat Dan. No, you are depressed because you go to bed at 4 p.m. and eat nothing but chicken nuggets, you pretentious retard. There we go. Finally, some truth. Socialist Wham, Comrade Corvus. What's the new one about? All I can say is boomers. Why are you pooping, like, anytime I say anything?
Isn't it supposed to be like a
secret? It's just you.
It's like supposed to be the whole thing with the thumbnail. Okay.
All I can say is boomers.
Okay.
Boomers is code. Is the new code word. So if you said you'll add me on Discord, please, I don't want you to go yet. What do you have to talk to me about? My IQ? I told you it's 62. What are you gonna... Please don't stop sending me money.
We are on constant call. I'm sorry, you're not welcome.
Oh man, I feel like bugs crawling around in my ears.
It's girl time.
Me new style is island vibes. The shirt unbuttoned nice. The sunglasses nice. Alright. This is Capitalist Corvus signing out.